Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting second. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harry Bright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Hobaugh. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ed Hobaugh. And now, play ball. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keogh. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Keogh steals second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Carrion settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Carrion. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keogh moves to third. Hinton moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Long reaches third base with a triple. Keogh scores. Hinton scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hobaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hobaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobaugh hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cottier catches it and throws to first to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Keogh for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pizarro hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Fox moves to third. It's 2-1, Senators. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hobaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobaugh is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobaugh hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 2 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Carrion reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Martin moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Dave Sisler now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pizarro strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Keo hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Carrion and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-2 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tasby moves to second. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tasby moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cotier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators too. The Senators will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Danny O'Connell pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 3 in the game. Veal bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to third. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Burnside now pitching. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Veal. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson bunts towards short. Veal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hacker moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnside fields it and throws to third for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Fox moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 3 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Harry Bright. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Chuck Cottier. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Mahoney now playing second base. Billy Klaus now playing third base. Roy Sievers pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carrion bunts towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Sievers moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is walked intentionally. Frank Baumann pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers now playing first base. Jerry Staley now pitching. Jim King pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-3 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keogh moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Gabler pinch runs for Gene Green. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Wes Covington pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sievers moves to third. Carrion moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Goodman now playing third base. Turk Lown now pitching. R.C. Stevens pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-4 in the game. Veal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Cotina now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Turk Lown. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sievers hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a line drive towards third. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahoney strikes out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-7 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cutina fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Cutina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-5 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Keough hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.